And WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee, broadcasting from Ryman Auditorium, presenting our Christmas Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 950th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Marty Robbins.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on a bobtail ring, making spirits light. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Well, thank you very much, folks, and we'd like to welcome you to the Grand Ole Opry for our very special Christmas show with Rod Brasfield,
Cousin Minnie Pearl,
Chet Atkins,
Dale Wood,
the Grand Ole Opry singers and square dancers,
the Jordanaires, and Marty's special guest,
Little Miss Brenda Lee. And let me tell you, if you don't believe that we intend to have a little holiday fun tonight, take a look at the first red-nosed reindeer coming out here right now. Here he is, Rod Brasfield. All right.
Well, that's the shortest introduction I ever had, I think. But much obliged, man. Thank you, Tommy. Howdy, Marty.
Howdy, Ronnie.
I'll declare it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
I hope you're going to have a nice Christmas.
Oh, I'm going to have a good one, Ronnie. How about you?
Well, I hope I have as good a one this year as I did last year.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm telling you the truth. I was over visiting my Uncle Sipe Mansap last Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's the stingiest old man I reckon that there ever was.
Is that right?
Yeah. He had four kids there at the house, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what he done?
What's that?
We was all sitting around the fireplace there waiting for Santa Claus to come, you know. He got his shotgun, went out behind the chimney and shot it.
Yeah.
Come back in, told the kids Santa Claus had committed suicide.
Well, now, can you...
Oh, he's the stingy I ever saw, I'm telling you the truth. He's so stingy, he won't even wear rubber heels.
Why?
Because they give.
Let me tell you. All righty.
Marty, I ain't seen you in two or three weeks.
No, I mean, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Where you been, Rodney?
I've been up there in New York making a movie.
A movie?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know the name of it because I ain't named it yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be a good enough. You're
Ferlin Husky and Farron Young and Miss June Carter and Miss Zsa Gabor.
Be a good one.
Oh, it's a dinger, boy.
Really
be out pretty soon. Oh. I don't know the name of it. But I'm telling you what happened to me up there in New York was something furious.
What's that, Ronnie?
Well, I stepped out of the hotel there one morning to get in a taxi cab to go to the place where we were shooting this year picture at.
Yeah.
And this fella was standing there in front of the hotel all dressed up in his uniform and everything, you know, very dignified looking gentleman.
Uh-huh.
And this fella got out of a taxi cab, but it's pretty well spifflicated. He'd been... spifflicated.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He'd been celebrating Christmas already, you know.
A little bit.
Yeah. He walked up to this fella in uniform and says, "Hey, buddy, call me a cab. I've got to get home." He had a lot of Christmas packages in his hand and all, you know. He says, "Call me a cab."
Yeah.
This fella says, "I'm sorry, I'm not the doorman. I'm a retired naval officer." Fella says, "Well, that's all right. Call me a boat. I've got to get home."
All right. Ronnie.
One day, Marty, I was sitting out there in Central Park, just like a human being minding everybody's business but mine, you know.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pigeons are sitting around me there, and I was feeding them popcorn, you know. And this city dude walked up to me and says, "Hey, feller, what are you doing?"
What?
I says, "I ain't doing nothing. I'm just sitting here counting these pigeons."
Yeah.
He says, "Counting them pigeons? Don't you know that every one of them pigeons you count is going to cost you a dollar?" I says, "No, I didn't know that." He says, "How many have you counted?" I said, "Oh, I guess about 20. He says, "All right, pay me." And I paid him. I just hauled off and paid him our $20. But I fooled that fool.
Did you get one on him?
Yeah. He didn't know I'd counted 49.
All right. Sure enough.
You know something, Marty? Traveling around through this big wide world of ours, we find out something every day. We learn something every day.
That's right.
I found out up there in New York that everything is wrong.
Everything is wrong.
Everything is wrong. I don't care. Now, I was standing there on the street one day, and the feller started to cross the street in one of these little one-horse wagons.
Yeah.
And he was slapping this mule on the back with a line saying, get up here. Get up here.
Yeah.
Now, if that mule got up there, where's he going to sit? See what I mean? Everything is wrong. Passed a barbershop one day down there on Fifth Avenue. Big sign up in front of this barbershop says shoes shined on the inside. Now, who wants their shoes shined on the inside? See what I'm talking about?
See what you mean, Rodney.
And take us human beings. We're all built wrong.
Now, how do you figure that?
Well, now, take you, for instance. Now, there you are with both of your eyes right in the front of your face, sir.
Yeah.
That ain't right. One of them ought to be back here in the back end of your head. So you can see where you're coming from, just same as where you're going at.
Yeah. All right. All right.
And there's your mouth, right there in the front of your face.
Yeah.
That ain't no place for your mouth.
Now why?
Well, your mouth ought to be up here on top of your head.
Why?
So if you get up late for work in the morning, you can throw your breakfast in your hat, put your hat on, and eat it on the way to work.
Well,
Merry Christmas!
Well, thank you very much, Rodney. Now, boy, there's an old fellow that's going to have him a very Merry Christmas. And here's somebody else who'll have a great big Christmas. The entire Grand Ole Opry gang would like to have you help us welcome our favorite little girl friend, Miss Brenda Lee. Brenda, honey, you know you're always welcome here to Grand Ole Opry, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Mr. Robbins, and a very Merry Christmas to you, too.
You know, we're real glad that you took time out for making those fine Decca records you do, and from your swing through all the big radio and television shows you've been on lately.
Well, you know, a girl does get tired.
Well, if you got a little holiday gift for the folks, hon?
Yes, I'd like to tell them all about Christy Christmas.
Go right ahead.
One to be told. He wears a hat that's trimmed with fur, and his boots are made of gold. His name is Christy Christmas. He's cute as he can be. He's made of wood called Santa, carved him from a Christmas tree. Christy Christmas is loading Santa's sleigh. He's hitched up all the reindeer, and they'll soon be on their way. Christmas is Santa's pride and joy. He picks out all the presents for each little girl and boy. Perhaps you'll get a toyland playground full of skates and kiddie cars. It has a great big slide for you to ride, swings that hang from stars. Christy Christmas will make your dreams come true, and you'll love Christy Christmas just as much as he loves you. Christy Christmas will bring you pretty toys, like talking dolls for little girls and choo-choo trains for boys. Christy Christmas will serve good things to eat. He'll fill your little tummy tum with a cake and candy tree. Before you go to bed this Christmas, better leave a snack for two. There'll be someone else with Santa when he comes to visit you. Christy Christmas will make into a toy, and all you children soon can play with Santa's little boy.
Say, Rodney, is this true what it says here in the script that you're going to sing?
That's right. Stand back, Marty. Stand back. Jingle bells, soon it's Christmas Day. Hope you're have yourself a merry time by smoking rich PA.
Oh, you're so right there, Rodney. You know, nothing spreads joy like the National Joy Smoke, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. This Christmas, PA comes in a bright, cheery holiday pound tin to put a smile on your face and a smile on your smoke. All through the holiday season and all year long, enjoy the natural tobacco taste of Prince Albert. Enjoy that freshness, that cool smoking, that real easygoing smoking comfort.
And you making men, Bonnet, PA will brighten your future, too, and your Christmas. Roll your own with good Prince Albert. You know, Prince Albert, PA is crimp cut to roast, neat and easy. It won't blow around, dribble out the ends.
Oh, yes, sir, either, Ronnie. No pipe smoker or making man. Have a Merry Christmas and get that extra smoking joy with rich, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, sir, that's Tommy Jackson going away on the old fiddle with a hoedown called Sugar in the Gourd. Everybody's going to dance.
Well, sir, a few years ago, a good friend of ours, Ernest Tubb, came out with a Christmas song that caught the fancy of a lot of folks all over America. We'd like to do it for you right now, the one called Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas for certain. And when those blue heartaches start hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas for certain. And when those blue heartaches start hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Thank you very much, folks. Real special for this Grand Ole Opry holiday get-together. Chet Atkins has come up with a fine medley of Christmas songs that we've never really heard played on the guitar. So let's all listen and enjoy Hark the Herald Angels Sing and Deck the Halls, as Chet Atkins does them for us now. Chet Atkins. Thank you. fine, Chester. Thank you very much. Coming up right now, our gal Saturday, and I think she's one person who lives and breathes the Christmas spirit all year long. Now, here's the happiest thing that ever happened to the Grand Ole Opry.
Cousin Minnie Pearl! All right, enough! Hello, Minnie!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you, this Christmas is one of the nicest Christmases I can remember. I got so many nice Christmas cards from folks all over everywhere, and I appreciate them so much. I didn't send any Christmas cards this year because I got my feelings hurt last year. I did, sure enough. Well, I sent out some Christmas cards last year and had my picture on the front of it.
Yeah.
And there was one feller sent the picture back to me. He said, I like the picture. Where is the joke that goes under it? Well, it hurt my feelings. I'm easy hurt anyway. You know, I'm bashful and timid and shy. I'm really shy when I tell my age. I'm 20 years shy. But I don't know what's got into these fellas up here at the Grand Ole Opry, too. They kind of got me tonight when I got in here. You know what one of them done?
What?
Lightning Chance back here. He come up here to me and didn't do a thing but just slap one of them Christmas stickers on my mouth. Said, do not open until Christmas. Well, it hurt my feelings. Wasn't that awful?
Yeah.
I'm just going ahead and talk anyway. I tell you, trying to keep me quiet is just like shooting off a cannon a little bit at a time. Well, sir, though, I tell you, Aunt Ambrosia and Uncle Nabob are still arguing about what they're going to give one another for Christmas. Last year, I never will forget, Uncle Nabob needed a new suit. So Aunt Ambrosia, she come up here to Nashville to get Uncle Nabob a new suit. And instead of getting the right size for him, she found a suit that was 8 times too big for Uncle Nabob. But it was a bargain. So she got it for Uncle Nabob, poor Uncle Nabob. There for a while, he was the only feller in Grinder Switch that was wearing double-breasted pants. But I tell you, I didn't have much luck last year, and I'm afraid I ain't going to have much luck this year. Marty, did you know I didn't get one single kiss last Christmas?
Well, now, you know, Minnie, you're supposed to hang a little mistletoe over the door, you know.
Hang mistletoe over the door?
That's right.
I tried that last year.
What happened?
They kissed the door. Bye, Nancy.
Say there, Grant. You know, you look kind of worried. What's the matter, boy?
Well, I'm fretting about all the folks who still hadn't finished their Christmas shopping.
Have you got a good gift suggestion?
The very best. Now, for all the pipe smokers and making men on your list, give the gift-wrapped pound tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Right from the start, you're spreading Christmas joy. Because the Christmas tin of PA is shining red, bright, and cheery. And because the fine Prince Albert tobacco inside that tin is fresh, cool, smoking, naturally tasty. PA is crimp-cut to pack firm and even, to burn long and slow and lazy. Prince Albert smoking tobacco keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco and then lifts it up even richer and finer and tastier. Look for the Christmas tin of Prince Albert. Give a gift of smoking joy and smoking comfort to the pipe smokers and making men on your list.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now what do you say? Let's welcome back our guest star, Decca Records' little Brenda Lee. You know, Brenda, I've been doing a little thinking here. We've gone this far on the Opry tonight, and you still haven't given me a present. No gift this Christmas?
Gee, you men are all alike. Lean down here a minute.
Well, now, I wasn't expecting that. You know, that's the best gift of all. Thank you, Short Stuff.
You're welcome, Curly.
Oh, you're going to sing us a pretty one, aren't you?
Yes, how about White Christmas?
Perfect.
White Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. In every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white
Brenda Lee. You know, we're so glad that you dropped in to visit tonight. Say now, you know, we don't want to leave out another girlfriend of ours, so let's head for the old piano and listen to Miss Delwood, and here comes Santa Claus. Also, you know, there's so much music that belongs to Christmas that it's very hard to pick out the one song that best captures the spirit of the season. But maybe this is it. Maybe this song about the silent night, the holy night, is the best way we can humbly and joyously celebrate the birthday of Christ.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm. All's bright round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in the heavenly peace, sleep in silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory streams from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ the Son. Christ the Savior is born.
Silent night.
Well, thank you very much, folks. And now, from everybody here on the Grand Ole Opry, the singers, musicians, dancers, comedians, writers, producers, everybody here all want to wish all of you a
Merry Christmas!
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
We hope that all you folks will come back again next week, because we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. Till then, have yourself a Merry Christmas. This is Marty Robbins saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you again next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Merry Christmas!
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.